At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Your check, your cooperative. As a farmer-owned lender, Farm Credit Mid-America shares the success of the cooperative with our customers, which is why we've returned more than $1.25 billion back to our customer owners over the last 8 years. It's proof being a part of our cooperative pays. Patronage is an annual decision made by the board of directors to return earnings to eligible customers. To learn more about patronage and eligibility, visit fcma.com/patronage.
Luis Guzman served some serious shade about Jennifer Lopez.
And Cardi B said, baby, this is a wig, honey, we'll explain.
Also, Offset is out here telling men, don't do it. We got all the dish on all that, and there's a lot to jump into today, so
let's get this started.
Well, baby, Miss Teyana Taylor gave fans all the dish, honey, when it came to her having to pay ex-husband Iman Shumpert $70,000. Now, the streets thought that Teyana had to pay, honey, Iman that little bit of coin because, baby, she was held in contempt. But really, honey, she paid it so, honey, she could enjoy her life in bedroom romps in peace. Listen to this.
It just seemed like you had to pay a $70,000 bill for you defending yourself.
And it was the best little coin I ever spent. I mean, it. When I say I want to get put through the mattress in peace, I said, listen.
She said she wanted to get put through the mattress in peace.
Wow.
So how do y'all think Iman, honey, felt when she said that $70,000, honey, was a little bit of coin, and, honey, she wanted to get through the mattress in peace?
He probably lost an inch when he heard that.
He probably could care damn less.
You're gonna care. That's the mother of your children and y'all were married. Mm-hmm. You stoically, in the world of the public, you gotta act like you're not bothered. But on those drives home, when the radio doesn't turn on right away, you gonna think about it.
And she talking about her mattress. Was she talking about with that new guy she got?
That's right. Aaron Pierre.
Yeah, Aaron Pierre.
She had Mufasa.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Mufasa.
Luis Guzman was giving shady when it came to his former co-star Jennifer Lopez. He sat down to chat with his Wednesday castmates, and when Emma Myers asked him to describe what his experience with some of the big celebrities he's worked with, things got real awkward when Jennifer Lopez's name came up. Check it out.
Adam Sandler.
Amazing.
Catherine Zeta-Jones.
Bellissima.
Jennifer Lopez.
Okay.
And then Jenna Ortega.
Prodigy.
Yeah, it was that upper snarl of the lip, man.
Yeah.
Oh, man, that seemed loaded. What do you think happened?
What movie were they in together? This looks like a still from it. He's young here.
Maybe Out of Sight?
1998, Out of Sight.
It was her and George Clooney. Good movie.
Well, he must have queen tendencies, honey, because that's what a queen would do.
He just said okay.
Well, yeah,
okay.
But that's a queen, honey. You don't do this to that girl. Okay.
I mean, but if that was his experience, well, mm-hmm. you can't expect this man to fake the funk.
Yeah.
He's reaching that mile marker where people don't mask things anymore.
Yeah.
You know, like you get old enough for OG in the game where, like, you don't care about being PC.
Yeah. Like, once you've been in the game for a while, you don't care about being PC when people ask you about people you've worked with. Like Gary, if you had one word for some of your former coworkers, like Ricky Smiley.
Oh, he's wonderful, honey. Thank God for him. I wouldn't be sitting in this chair.
Mm-hmm,
mm-hmm. Anybody else?
Brat?
She's great.
There's a lot of pause there.
Yeah, like that was more awkward than movies. Yeah,
you're lucky this is over soon.
We're all right, honey. Cardi B, baby, is back in court, honey. This time.
Save big on everything for your next project when you shop at Menards. Finish up projects with GE-branded silicone sealants. Tub and tile silicone is 100% waterproof and offers same-day water readiness, making it perfect to use in kitchens and bathrooms. Shop our selection of GE sealants in-store and on Menards.com and save big. Plus, check out the weekly flyer to view all of our other great deals happening this week.
Save big money at Menards.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Money is for an alleged assault that took place on him way back in 2018 against a female security officer outside of an OBGYN office. Now, everyone knows, honey, that Cardi is gonna always, baby, give a look, honey, when she goes to court, and, honey, loves to switch up the hair day to day. But however, honey, it sounds like the prosecution didn't get the memo. Listen to what this man, honey, asked the rapper when she took the witness stand.
Yesterday you had black hair, short hair, today it's blonde. And long, which one is your real hair? Or are they both real?
They're wigs.
Okay, sorry, I didn't know that.
That's impressive wig work.
I mean,
I would have never known.
But anyway, y'all, I also want us to make, honey, take a good look, honey, at Cardi's whole outfit, baby. Now, this girl looked like, baby, she brought a surprise guest, baby, to court with her too, honey. Do you guys see what I see?
Okay, so this is the rumor that she's pregnant.
Yeah, but let me tell you something. I want to get back to this damn hair. How dare he?
What?
You don't ask no damn body if that's their doggone, what color is that your hair? That's another queen tendency.
Especially in a court case. Like, are you prosecuting this person or is this an interview?
Thank you.
So, well, that's the thing. Is like, this is multiple millions that she's being sued for. So she's on the stand for her own defense. The lawyer, in other clips, you can see her ask things. And at one point, he's like, were you calling? Because he's for the, you know, the other person.
The security guard lady.
Yeah, the security guard lady. And he's like, were you calling this woman fat? She said, no, I said she's a and I was like, damn. And then at one point, she said something and she's like, do you think she's bigger than you? And Cardi was like, and he goes, well, how did you know? And Cardi's literally, this is literally what she does. She goes,
but honey.
And I was like, that's outstanding.
Now, she pregnant? I don't know if she pregnant or not.
I mean, yeah, is it pregnancy or is this Jimmy Johnson?
Well, what's so funny is this would be super ironic because she was pregnant during this whole security guard altercation.
Right.
And that plays into the court case. So she's pregnant again.
She definitely didn't assault that security guard. And when she gets found innocent, she should be able to assault the security guard.
Get that smack in.
But she don't need no more babies, though, honey. She don't need to be mixing them babies, honey. She got three with her husband. Mm-hmm. That's all she needs.
I mean, sometimes with certain people, you knock down that first domino, the rest falls. It's real easy to.
She's only 31.
Okay, and?
Yeah, the shop going to be open for a while.
All right, well, we can't dish on Cardi and not talk about her ex Offset. He sat down for an interview, and the topic of life as a bachelor versus life as a married man came up, and he straight up warned men not to get married, and this is why.
So would you recommend marriage?
No.
Or would you say, would you tell me, like, yo, don't get married?
Yeah, I'll tell you, don't get married.
Don't get married. For what reason?
I would say, unless you're cool with changing your life.
Entirely.
You got a partner, it's different. Especially
I know,
when it's written
tough.
And it's a real thing, like since his partner's different.
Mm-hmm. Huh? Yeah, like your life changes.
Yeah, like you're not just moving for you.
Yeah,
you're moving for two.
HK, you know, neither Gary or myself are married. You're married. You've been married for quite a while. Do you agree that you have to change a lot for marriage?
Results may vary, but yeah, you do gotta make changes. You know what I'm saying? You gotta learn how to tell people no, and be like, nah, I can't do that anymore. And things like that.
Nah, stop calling me.
Yeah, like, hey, man, it's an inappropriate time.
I don't know you anymore.
With all this new technology, if I was to get married, I'd put one of them little things in his wallet. What you call it?
A tracker?
A little tracker. A little tracker, air tags. You know, you'll find out where they're then.
Or you can just tell him to turn his location on his phone.
You can ask for that. You know your phone always has your location, right?
Yeah, when I was in a relationship, I had that with my friend.
Yeah, because you didn't trust him?
I sure don't.
All right. Former Real Housewives of Salt Lake City star Jen Shah has been in the slammer for wire fraud since 2023, serving time at Bryan Federal Prison Camp in Texas. But you can't keep a good housewife down. Now, Jen and her husband, Sharif, just celebrated 31 years of marriage with a little party behind bars, complete with signs and a paint-splattered backdrop. Well, some people trolled us saying it was embarrassing and that she hasn't been humble, while others wondered how she was able to throw a party in prison.
Oh.
Wow.
Oh, she got a black husband. Oh, that figures.
But I think a lot of times people have this, I guess, like cinematic opinion of what prison life is really like.
Yeah,
you know, depending on what type of lockup you in.
Right.
Because some people are living better than the people on the other side of this camera watching the show.
If she's living like that, then she definitely, honey. I mean, so she took all her commissary money and brought little hearts and things.
I bet he brought it in and set it up for her.
Oh, he's not in the pen either?
No, he's not.
Yeah, they usually don't like let inmates visit other inmates. So that he's an outsider who's free in the world.
Oh, well, that's cute.
And she got like one more year.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
So you think she's going to go back to the Real Housewives when she get out?
She probably go back to stealing or doing what she was doing. She got
wire fraud? Is wire Real Housewives of Salt Lake still on? Is that still?
Yes, it's still very on.
I bet she does. I bet she does.
Oh, yeah, because what's her name getting out next week, too? Karen from Potomac.
Oh, yeah?
She getting out the pen.
How these people get... They should go and love after lockup.
Yeah. What kind of women are they finding for this show?
Criminals, apparently.
Yeah. Well, up next, honey, did Denzel Washington just troll his co-star? We'll dive into that right after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back!
Hey. Yay!
Okay, now Denzel Washington and A$AP Rocky co-starring a new movie, Highest to Lowest, directed by Spike Lee, and GQ brought the three of them together to talk about the project. Now, Rocky claimed he's Denzel's doppelganger, but then the conversation went left. Check it out.
My mother gassed me up and told me I look like this man. You get what I'm saying? So,
how much, if you had a penny, anytime it said you look like Denzel,
I'd be a trillionaire, man. I'd be a trillionaire. Like, for real.
D, it's true. I'm telling you.
I swear to God, man. I swear to God.
So, mom, should we tell him?
Yo, Denzel from the street, yo. They be slipping. But it is crazy how alike they do look.
Just a little.
The nose, the smile.
Well, it could be his child. You never know, honey. Because Denzel looked like he got nervous when he said that. So...
I mean, dude's been famous for a long time.
He's been famous for a real long time.
And a lot of women came his way, I'm sure, before Paul left.
He could have made him right after he made Carbon Copy. Or Glory.
Wow. Wow.
Well, all right, y'all, honey. Now, y'all know that when young women date rich older men, people call them gold diggers. Well, honey, Bill Belichick's 24-year-old girlfriend, Miss Jordan Hudson, honey, might be giving herself that label because she actually filed the trademark to the term gold digger. Now, apparently, honey, she plans to use it for jewelry or keychains, honey.
Keychains.
Right. She's thinking high and low.
Keychains. I like someone who has big goals. You know?
She's full of mess, honey. That's not the word I want to use. Because
what? Say it.
I can't even say the word.
Let it out.
You know, we love her. She's beautiful. Yeah, go.
No, no. Great, let the dark side overcome you, Gary. Come on, let it out. Let it out.
She's a damn gold digger. She got that old ass man, honey, and look, she's the bad man for his wife. She's a gold digger.
I feel like this is gonna be his like funeral brochure picture too. Like they gonna be connected to the end, like ride or die.
He is dumb. Now, that's what old men think with their small heads and not the big one. Look at what that outfit she got on. He in a suit and she in a damn halter top.
We already know he's gonna die of a heart attack in the middle of the night, right? We already know that.
Totally, totally.
That's how he's.
Probably
as planned.
Not so Viagra.
Yeah.
Okay, all right, it's time for Dish Gone Viral. Okie dokie. All right, from one Jordan to another, a British priest named Father Jordan brought out the thirst on TikTok with a video welcoming everyone to his church in London. Check this out.
Hello, I'm Father Jordan, and I'm delighted to be the new vicar here at St. Edward the Confessor in Romford. Come and say hello. We gather here regularly throughout the week. And of course on Sundays, even if you haven't been for a while, we'd love to see you again. But this is just me saying hi to you. If you follow us on Facebook or on any of our social media, a welcome from me. God bless.
Okay, well, that video has gotten over 2 million views, and some people said things like, "Lead me not into temptation, Father, unless you're free Friday." But eventually, the church turned off the comments. This didn't feel thirst trappy to me.
Not at all.
It was trappy.
How's it trappy?
He was talking real sexy to somebody in that camera, honey, and I don't know who it was. He's a father.
It was the parishioners.
That's just his sound of his voice. He's British.
Right.
Would this get you back into church, Gary?
It got a lot of people moist, so I'm sure.
Oh, wow.
and they shouldn't have turned the comments off. Like, those are the heathens you need to save.
Like, get in on the first Sunday, you can have a piece of this body given to you.
Up next is DDG being treated like a king on his dating show. Find out right after the break. That looked like a...
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back.
Hey.
The U.S. Open is underway and emotions are flying high on the tennis court after American player Taylor Townsend defeated Elena Ostapenko in straight sets. Now the two shook hands and immediately shared words. Check this out.
The finish with a flourish there, and didn't she just do so very well to handle a moment when 5-3 down in the opening sets of this one. No love lost between these two.
Apparently, the argument started with Elena calling Taylor disrespectful for not following what she believes to be proper tennis etiquette. And Taylor responded by telling her to learn how to take an L. So, you think Taylor was right? Does Elena need to learn how to take an L? Because she's been taking them.
Mm-hmm. Listen, when you lose, the last thing you need to do is run your mouth.
Facts.
No. When you lose, you need to let the other person know how you feel. And that's what she did.
I'm usually pro feelings.
Yeah.
But... there's a reason why people they don't enter.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
You're the loser after a fight sometimes.
There's no playing dirty really in tennis. It's not like you can hide where the ball went. It's not like you can hide anything. You don't have secret rackets. It's just tennis. Now, maybe she didn't come out and do things the way that Elena was used to, but those aren't things that you score points or lose points for, so.
And you know what I saw? Restraint. Because when the match was over and she was about to win, she clenched her arms and I thought she was about to start seawalking, and she didn't.
She stopped.
And walk over there and shook her hand like a professional. And then that big back woman started popping off.
Yeah. They both look tough, though, honey, baby. Them girls look tough, honey.
Oh, yeah, nah. Yeah.
They're tough. There's both of them.
They're both big, honey.
All right, moving on. Streamer DDG is continuing his search to find love by having ladies compete for his heart. And if you're wondering how it's going, take a look at this clip shared by the Jasmine brand. What?
Is he getting tucked in or woke up?
Is he in a hospital bed? A pink?
We need another platter. Like a platter for him. I'm putting my...
Oh,
you're gonna eat that next.
Wait a minute.
Okay, so what do we think about DDG being fed by being fed in bed by multiple women?
I would fix his ass up, honey. That's crazy.
They be trying to win. It's no different than what be happening on The Bachelor.
That's true. It's not that different.
Would you do that? Would y'all do that? Feed some?
No, you wouldn't.
Really?
Mm-mm.
It's funny. I'm half one, and honey, I'm one who gonna want. Just fight for my love.
You want to have a dating show?
Mm-hmm.
Would you be on would you be The Bachelor?
Yeah. I was on a dating show where when Ricky had us on his show, but those queens, they picked for me. I'm like, girl, no.
Yeah. So now you get to control the quality.
Right, yeah. So I'm like, no.
Yeah.
Well, guess which star, honey, needs help remembering their kids' birthdays? And apparently, honey, it's not Nick Cannon. So stay tuned to find out.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back.
Hey.
All right, y'all. Chrissy Teigen was one of the guests this week on Meghan Markle's show With Love, Meghan. When Chrissy and Meghan were working on a floral project, Chrissy needed to remember her children's birthdays to get the right flowers for each kid's month, and she went totally blank. She did reveal that she has a tattoo of their birthdays because not only she just doesn't remember, but get this, she couldn't even decipher what one of the tattoos was, so she had to ask her husband, John Legend, for help. Is this almost as bad as Nick Cannon forgetting his children's names, or is it worse? By the way, Chrissy and John have four kids, so less than half as many as Nick has.
Four kids, she can't remember them.
You got
four kids.
You remember all the dates?
I remember all the dates, but sometimes I'll be saying the names, sometimes I'll be going like out of order.
Yeah, well, that's normal.
No, that's not normal. You shouldn't have all them kids if you can't remember their names.
No, like three of them have the same first letter in their name. Like,
a lot of T's.
Teddy Terrence Tyson.
Yeah.
LJ's easy.
Yeah, that's the one.
that's the one you remember.
That's the odd one out.
My mama had five of us, and what she did, she called all our names till she got to the right one.
Yeah?
Yeah. Going in like a file.
That's normal.
That's why I don't have any kids. Mm-hmm.
Just because you don't want to like be bogged down remembering the names?
I don't remember their names. Because we had names, but my mom didn't call us our right names.
Yeah. Oh.
You little bastard, come here.
Yeah, right.
Well, that's all the tea, honey, we have for you today. So see you next time.
Bye. Bye.
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.